SRN News. I'm John Scott. On the economic front, U.S. job openings barely changed in February, staying at historically high levels, and a sign that the American job market remains strong. The Labor Department reporting that employers posted 8.76 million job vacancies in February. That's up modestly from the 8.75 million in January and about what the economist had forecast. The EPA facing pushback over new rules regulating truck emissions.
The EPA recently approved rules limiting emissions by trucking companies. The rules are aimed at pushing companies to incorporate electric vehicles in order to stay in compliance. Critics say they will cost trucking companies millions, costs that will be passed on to the consumer.
That's Tasha Stevens, also at SRNnews.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to track down the masterminds of the March 22nd Moscow concert hall attack that left 144 people dead.
He urged the country's law enforcement agencies to tighten security at mass gatherings. Putin has repeatedly sought to link the attack to Ukraine and the West, despite the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility and Kyiv's strong denial. Putin's accused the attack's masterminds of seeking to sow discord and panic, strife and hatred in our multi-ethnic country in order to break up Russia from within. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A tugboat pushing a fuel barge has become the first vessel to use an alternate channel to bypass the wreckage of Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. The disaster has been blocking traffic along the vital port's main shipping channel. And officials say they're working on a second channel that will allow for deeper draft vessels, but didn't say when that might happen. This is SRN News. A warning about Indonesia.
Religious freedom activists say the country is ramping up persecution of Christians as it turns in an increasingly more Islamic direction. Muslims make up 87% of the population, and despite the fact that freedom of religion is guaranteed in law, the reality is that Christians have few rights. They are subject to harsh blasphemy rules and rarely are granted permission to build a church. Physical violence is also on the rise. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in more than a dozen states have proposed legislation to allow chaplains in public schools. Proponents say the move will ease a youth mental health crisis, bolster staff retention, and offer spiritual care to students who can't afford or access religious schools. Conservatives argue that the clergyman can carry out a rescue mission for kids in an educational environment that has become increasingly chaotic. This is SRN News. Tesla sold fewer electric vehicles in the first quarter of the year.
Fewer than in the same period last year. Tesla sales tumbled 9% year over year. The EV maker delivered just over 386,800 vehicles January through March. The total fell short of Wall Street expectations, and Tesla stock responded accordingly. The sales miss came despite price cuts aimed at attracting more buyers. There is now also more competition in the EV market worldwide. Rich Thomason reporting.
The IRS says it's making progress with initiatives to claw back money improperly distributed under the Employee Retention Credit. The ERC, designed to help businesses retain employees during pandemic-era shutdowns, but it quickly became a magnet for fraud. Its complex eligibility rules allowed scammers to target small businesses. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.